This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Cale Padgett, economist with the Tax Foundation here in Washington. The foundation has just released its latest ranking on states' tax climates for the year 2011. The Tax Foundation has been looking at these numbers for many years now, and at the very top of the list, South Dakota, the very bottom of the list is New York. And Dr. Padgett's here to explain all the details and what went into these rankings. And, sir, it's great to have you with us today.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Well, first of all, what's the criteria? How do you determine whether one state's tax climate is better than another, given all the different types of taxes and rates, obviously, that we see across the country?
So what we do is we take and we look at five major components of taxes. So we look at the corporate taxes, individual income taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, and unemployment insurance taxes. Now, within those, we look at about 115 different variables to gauge how each state has done, and then we take each one of those areas, and then we weight those, and then we come up with our total aggregate number.
So in terms of the numbers that we're seeing here, and obviously some states are much better than others, but talk about the actual tax numbers across the country. How big of a difference, for example, is there if you want to set up shop in Pierce, South Dakota, compared to Albany, New York?
Yeah, there's actually quite a big difference, and you're going to be paying differences kind of all across the board as you're doing this. And that's why it's so important to look at kind of every one of these different components to taxes, because, you know, you're going to look at it, and, South Dakota, you're going to be able to get away without an income tax. New York, you know, you're going to be paying over 10% on your if you earn a high incomes, and so I think that's really the difference. Is you need to be able to look at all of these components and realize that across the board, some states are really going to go after you, and not only are they going to go after you and take a large amount of money, they're actually going to do it in kind of a burdensome way that's not going to be good for business activity as well.
Obviously, this wasn't part of the study, but anecdotally speaking, if you cross-reference this list with state unemployment rates and the rate of businesses coming in and out of states, how closely do they line up?
They line up decently well. Unfortunately, you know, some states have kind of just natural advantages that they're able to, have that allow them to kind of get away with a little bit worse tax regimes. Although I think that a lot of it, their day is coming. So I think, you know, states like California that have kind of consistently ranked pretty low, they're finding themselves in pretty bad fiscal straits. And a large part of that is due to their tax regimes. Of course, we see states like California that have relied on these high income earner taxes, which tend to be very volatile. So in times when you have a boom, a lot of these high income earner taxes are bringing in a lot of money for the state. But then when the economy drops off, this revenue kind of completely evaporates and leaves the state with this kind of bloated spending and no revenue to pay for it.
We're talking with Cale Padgett of the Tax Foundation. He's the author of the new Tax Foundation study ranking the tax climates for all the 50 states for the year 2011. And there's a sentence here in the introduction of the executive summary that I want to get your insight on, because I think it runs contrary to the way a lot of people here in Washington think about how to set up the tax code. It says the goal of the index is to focus lawmakers' attention on the importance of good tax fundamentals, enacting low tax rates and granting as few deductions, exemptions, and credits as possible. Obviously, given what we've seen with the current administration and even the previous administration, there seems to be a difference of priority there. Explain why you believe the consistent rates, keeping those low, is far more important than setting up specific incentives.
Well, I think that, unfortunately, is that a lot of times the incentives are meant to kind of mask an illness that's underneath. And, the problem is if you're a state that has to essentially bribe a business to come and be there, that says something about your state and the way that it's taxing. Additionally, then, when you're taxing and giving these incentives, is that you're then going to have to tax other groups in your state higher. And so what a state does is when it tries to kind of attract businesses to it by doing this, it's saying, hey, we value you a lot more than all these other businesses that have kind of been in our state and have operated for a long time. And it, it's sending the wrong signal. Also, the Tax Foundation tends to believe in the market forces and allowing the market to work. And in doing that, we want as few decisions to be made based on the tax code as possible. You know, we don't want the tax code determining a lot of how you're going to make your investments and the way you're going to carry your assets and if you're going to invest more in capital. That's not what the tax code should do. You should make the right economic decisions, you know, for the right reasons.
Akhil, as you look at these numbers over the last couple of years, particularly as we've entered this economic downturn or recession for much of the time anyway, how have most states responded to that? Have they increased or decreased their tax burden in response to all this?
Well, you know, of course, as the economy goes down, tax revenues go down just simply if, you know, your income tax people aren't making as much money, your income tax falls. Now, what has happened is that some states have, you know, just basically kind of gone with the standard. We'll raise our rates. We'll, you know, try to get those revenues back up to where we need to be or where they kind of think they need to be. And but other states have really kind of done interesting things and have really said, no, this is actually an opportunity for us to kind of look at our tax code and say, you know, something's wrong here. Something's not working for us. Let's go back and let's kind of fix what's wrong. And so I think that there are some states that have done that. Rhode Island is kind of an interesting example of that. They don't get credit for it in this year's index, but basically what they did was they said, our individual income tax is wrong. We've tried to fix it by putting this alternative minimum tax in place. That hasn't seemed to really work. So what we really want to do is kind of go back and fix the system. They've kind of completely overhauled their individual income tax system to and lowered the rate to only 6%. So I think that some states have taken it actually as an opportunity to really try to change their tax code for the better and said, hey, recessions end, and when they end, we want to be the state where people say, hey, that's where I want my business to be.
Well, again, the report can be found at taxfoundation.org. We'll give you a little more info here. South Dakota, as we mentioned, number one, followed by Alaska, Wyoming, Nevada, and Florida. The worst five, New York, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, Ohio. New Jersey actually improving, though, from 50th to 48th place. Akhil, thank you very much for your time today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dr. Akhil Paget of the Tax Foundation. Again, the Tax Foundation ranking the state's tax climates for 2011. The report can be found at taxfoundation.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.